For filmmaker Lisa Klein, this was a project that began at home.
The impetus was my sister had bipolar disorder. There was a lot of erratic behavior, but she was also the funniest, smartest person I had ever known. But I started to see a little bit more of the depression later. It was something that was pretty prevalent in our household, but so unknown.
Together with husband and creative partner Doug Blush, Klein had worked on other films when a 2008 feature article in the New York Times led them to writer Liz Spickle.
As soon as I told her my story, my family story, she was there. She was on it with us. So we flew out to Philadelphia and interviewed her, and it just sort of snowballed after that.
A second key on-screen participant is Carlton Davis, who they met while he was promoting his autobiography at a conference of the National Alliance of Mental Illness.
We just started thumbing through his book. He had been struggling with this for a long time. He had been cross-dressing. He was a crack addict. For a documentary filmmaker, it was like, whoa, this sounds amazing. And we said, hey, do you want to be interviewed? And he was like, sure.
So it soon became clear, says Doug, that this would be a film that looked at a bigger issue through the lives of a handful of memorable individuals.
The stories that we were collecting from all of these people were really compelling, and they made for great narratives, which was one of the reasons that we decided to make it a very personal film and not bring in a lot of experts and authorities, but to really let people who are living it tell their stories. When you take 3 years to make a documentary, and that's how long we were just in production, you get to see the ups and downs of real lives, and we were able to craft these stories watching real things happen to the different characters.
After 3+ years of shooting and editing, Of Two Minds was completed in early 2011, and they've been showing it all across North America ever since.
We've seen thousands of people live, which has really been the special aspect of this, to get to meet people in the community, loved ones, people who share the desire to know more about this or to advocate for people who are trying to break the stigma of bipolar. It's been a real adventure.
But the filmmakers agree the final result wasn't quite what they were expecting to create at the outset.
Documentaries always surprise you, and that's what's thrilling about the form.
When I went into this, my thought was very much about the idea, if you take away my devils, my angels will flee too. That to me seemed like bipolar disorder and taking medication. But as we were talking to people and listened to their stories, it was about so much more, and it was really about how they were living their lives, who they were. This was one more thing that they had, but they weren't defined by it.
Of Two Minds comes to Santa Rosa next weekend for a single screening that Klein notes will also help them pursue their next film on a related subject.
I'm really compelled to make a film on suicide, suicide prevention, and we hope to get a lot of people out there to talk about and show the trailer for The S Word, as it's called at the moment. It's not going to be like Of Two Minds, but it will be similar in that it will be personal stories.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.